This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. When we read of poverty and unemployment, we often wonder how these ugly statistics can persist to mar an otherwise healthy and affluent society. One of the causes can be found in an area that has received far too little publicity. Did you know that there are 10 million adults in this country over the age of 25 who are completely or functionally illiterate? Adult men and women who can neither read nor write constitute a severe economic, social, and moral problem. And 7 million of the 10 million non-readers are native-born Americans. The problem of illiteracy that plagues this country became apparent during the Second World War, when 600,000 men were rejected from military service because of their inability to read and write. During the Korean conflict, 300,000 were rejected for the same reason. Current national statistics show that about 11% of American adults are functionally illiterate. Think of that. And that comes to about 11% of our adults who are not qualified to even look for work. Men and women who can't read street signs, the signs on buses or subways, who can't read the help wanted columns of the daily papers, who can't read a job description or an application for employment or a tax form or get a driver's license. A high national level of illiteracy reduces national wealth and weakens technological progress. It's been estimated that in the next 4 or 5 years, there will be 15 million of our people who will be technologically unemployable because of their inability to read and write. And while this is a serious national problem, think of how serious a handicap this is to the person. Even in cases of unskilled labor, large companies generally do not employ personnel who are functionally illiterate. And while we have modern medicine, foods, and equipment to prevent disease, these are not being used by 11% of the adult population because they can't read. The person who cannot read newspapers, magazines, or books is completely cut off from written communication in society. He can't read a menu in a restaurant. He's completely lost in a strange town or city. An illiterate wife and mother has a very difficult time because she can't read price signs, can labels, cookbooks, or baby formulas. This is, of course, not a new problem. At one time, illiteracy was the rule rather than the exception. Since 1870, census takers have asked each person interviewed if he could read or write or both. To be classified as literate, he had only to answer yes. At one time, particularly when our society was largely agricultural in nature, it didn't make too much difference whether a person could read or write or not. But today, this is certainly no longer true. And these figures relating to illiteracy give us real insight to the unemployment and poverty problems that still plague us. Recent surveys have shown that low educational level is the single most widespread cause of poverty. It is characteristic of 67% of the nation's low-income families. In 1954, the United States Congress chartered the Board for Fundamental Education to operate through the states to combat illiteracy. If you're interested in this problem, contact the Department of Education of your state or your local Board of Education. I'll be back in a moment. There's an old Latin proverb which goes, "The life of an illiterate man is death." The problem of illiteracy in our country demands attention, and lots of it right now. This is Earl Nightingale, and thank you.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.